This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Both houses of parliament have witnessed multiple adjournments over Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar's reported remarks about changing the constitution to provide reservation for a specific minority group. In the Rajya Sabha before adjourning for the day, yesterday at 2:15 p.m, the House cleared several amendments made by the Lok Sabha to the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024, which had already been passed by the Rajya Sabha. In the Lok Sabha, after the first adjournment at noon, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reminded that the issue of reservation based on religion was rejected by prominent leaders in 1947. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has expressed concern over the issue of recovery of cash from Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma's residence following a fire and called for eradication of such malaise to prevent recurrence. Mr. Dhankar stated this during a meeting with the Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, and Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, over the issue in the Parliament House. Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court has withdrawn all judicial work from Justice Yashwant Verma with immediate effect. Justice Verma has denied the allegations. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the tribal community to avail benefits of all the central schemes to achieve self-reliance. The president was speaking at the Foundation Day celebration of Bharatiya Vishwabasu Shabra Samaj at Kaliapalli in Nayagarh district of Odisha last evening. She reaffirmed the central government's commitment to improving infrastructure in tribal villages, now emphasizing on the quality of education, skill development and mobile connectivity. The president reached Bhubaneswar yesterday on a two-day visit to her home state, Odisha. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has announced that the intensified TB elimination campaign will now be expanded to all the districts in the country. Earlier, the campaign was implemented in 455 selected high-priority districts. Addressing the World TB Day 2025 summit in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Nadda said, nearly 13 crore people were screened for TB and more than 7 lakh new cases were detected during the 100 days intensified TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. In a significant milestone, the Northeast Frontier Railway, NFR, has successfully placed the first ever goods train at Nishchandpur Terminal near Agartala. An official yesterday said that the Nishchandpur Goods Yard was constructed as part of the ambitious 12.24-kilometer Agartala-Akhaura-Bangladesh Railway Project. The Agartala-Akhaura Railway Project was virtually inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina on 1st November 2023. Ajay Seth, a 1987 batch IAS officer of the Karnataka cadre, has been designated as the new finance secretary today. Seth is currently the secretary of the Department of Economic Affairs in the Finance Ministry. An official order issued by the Personnel Ministry yesterday said the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved designating Seth as the finance secretary. Turkey authorities have detained 1,133 people across the country since the start of protests since 5 days ago over detention of Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu. Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya yesterday said as many as 123 police officers were injured in the protest and alleged that the dangerous materials such as acids, firebombs and knives were seized from the protesters. On Sunday, a court formally arrested the Istanbul mayor İmamoğlu and ordered him jail pending a trial on corruption charges. In the IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 1 wicket at Vishakhapatnam last night. Lucknow batting first posted a challenging total of 209 for 8 in 20 overs with Mitchell Marsh scoring 72 and Nicholas Puran adding 75, while Delhi's Mitchell Starc took 3 wickets. In reply, Delhi Capitals chased down the target of the loss of 9 wickets in 19.3 overs, with Ashutosh Sharma playing a match-winning unbeaten knock-off 66 off 31 balls. Sharma, named player of the match, helped Delhi recover from a tough position at 65 for 5 to secure a thrilling 1-wicket victory. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has stated that Russia is developing privileged strategic partnership with India. Lavrov said Russia is actively expanding ties with countries including India and Commonwealth of Independent States nations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.